Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie was kind enough to bring in mustard yesterday.
Yeah.
What was the deal with this mustard?
So this mustard I saw on TikTok is the exact doppelganger for McDonald's hot mustard that we love. I mean, that is my favorite dipping sauce by far. Has been since I was a kid. The McDonald's hot mustard that you get in the little packs.
It's the best.
You know, right?
So I always ask for extra if I sneak through McDonald's.
Yeah.
So I can have some at home.
Well, and honestly, like the fact that they started charging people for those condiments, that's where I think everybody was like, wait a minute, not my hot mustard.
Well, you know how to get past that, but never mind.
You do, but like typically, like they'll get you every once in a while. They will, because you can ask for it after you get your food.
Okay.
But yeah, like it's... They can get you every once in a while. Exactly. This TikTok that I saw was a lady giving hacks about food that's very similar to famous food. So this Walmart brand Southwest hot mustard tastes just like McDonald's.
It does.
It tastes just like it.
It's the best damn mustard I've ever had.
It's so good. And not only that, but I feel like it's even a little bit better than the McDonald's hot mustard because it's a little spicier.
It's got an extra kick to it, for sure.
Got a bigger kick.
Opens up the senses and everything.
I was putting it on not only my chicken I throw in the air fryer, but my vegetables. Like, you know, I steam my vegetables.
Really?
I just put a little mustard on the broccoli, on the green beans.
Well, I had it on a bagel yesterday. A coworker brought in bagels, and I cracked open a bagel, and I just squirted it all over a plain bagel and ate it. That was one of the best things I ate yesterday.
Yeah. No,
it was so good. So thank you for that mustard.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it.
I've been telling you guys about that mustard for a minute, so I'm glad I could finally grab you each a bottle so you could try it and see what you thought. But along those lines, then I was on Facebook, and I saw a meme that said your baseball pitcher name is your grandpa's first name and the last thing you bought. And so all day yesterday, I was like, well, you just call me Keith Mustard.
Keith Mustard.
That sounds like a rock star, right?
No, I thought it was a perfect pitcher name. Keith Mustard.
Keith
Mustard. It's the 2-3 pitch from Keith Mustard. Like, yeah, I was all about
it yesterday.
First name, the last thing you bought.
You purchased.
So that would make you, Josh?
My grandpa's name was Mickey or Mick, and the last thing I had was McDonald's because I wanted to try your hot mustard.
Oh, with the chicken nuggets.
With the chicken nuggets, so I got McNuggets. So Mickey McDonald's. That's pretty good.
That is a pitcher name if I ever heard one.
Starting the day off with Mickey McDonald's.
Mickey McDonald's. What's yours, Jer?
I don't want to say.
No, you have to say now. You have to.
I don't want to say. I don't want to say.
Why not?
Why? On the mound today is...
Louis Xanax.
That's pretty good.
You're a closer. You can't even stay up the whole game. They only need you at the end there.
Putting the baddest to sleep. Louis Xanax.
Louis Xanax.
I told you I didn't want to say.
I like Keith Mustard better. Mickey McDonald.
At least it wasn't
take the bump.
At least it wasn't Louis Prostitute.
Yeah, well. Oh, goodness.
We're going to trade him.
We'll talk about that one.
Yeah, he's going to get
cut. He's going back down to the minors.
He sure is.
Don't say that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's a fun game.
It is a fun game. So fun.
Yeah, that's a great game.